Blog Talk Radio.
Tasted the success of living your dreams. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean? You know, I'm intrigued, and this is a great question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Have you tasted the success of living your dreams? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Master Motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtitle, that subtopic that I'm real excited about talking with you about today. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. You know, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally to win. And that's what you have told us, and so we so appreciate that. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject, and then, if time permits, we will open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And, you know, if you don't already have your pens, your notepads sitting in front of your desktops or your laptops, have your iPads or your tablets, your smartphone with your notes to capture the gems and jewels that will be shared today, the richness, I encourage you to grab that. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Do us a favor, as I like to say. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow, 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 flow. Let those juices flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you and join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we can't do it with YOU, and so we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and in our Shape Up series, we are looking at the topic of the taste of success. We're going to lean into this topic of the taste of success. You know, when I was processing around today's installment, I was reminded of one of my classic favorite movies, and it may be yours as well, I don't know, but it's definitely a standout. You know, it's one of the 90s classics. And, okay, Coach Adams has dated herself slightly. It's a 90s classic. But it was the movie Pretty Woman. And I don't know if you remember the Pretty Woman movie, Pretty Woman. You know, it's a rom-com, and it's on this journey of the character Vivian, who's a prostitute, and Edward, who is a wealthy lawyer. And he hires her to kind of be by his side for various business events and things of that nature. And they begin to bond and build this extra special relationship. The reason why I brought up Pretty Woman is I remember the Edward character, he gave Vivian the assignment to, because they were on Rodeo Drive, right? They were on Rodeo Drive. And he gave her the assignment to find something nice to wear for one of these events that he had. And she's, you know, a prostitute, hello. She's walking down Rodeo Drive, and clearly, you know, she's getting the eyes. People are looking at her. She's feeling uncomfortable. She's going in the shops. She has the money, but yet her mindset doesn't fit where she is at that particular time. So she has the money, but she doesn't have the mindset. And so she feels out of place and uncomfortable. And the reason why I wanted to share that with you is this, that if you do not believe that you belong where you want to grow, everything in you knows it, and it's uncomfortable for you. And so today we are looking at and taking a journey together on the taste of success and different ways in which can acquire this taste and increase and expand our point of view, our, you know, mindset around whatever it is that you desire. You know, I remember one time driving in Beverly Hills with a very dear friend of mine, and the sunroof was open. You know, it was a beautiful California day, and we're in the heart of Rodeo Drive and Beverly Hills in this very affluent area. And they asked me a question. They said, "Do you smell it? Do you smell it?" I'm like, "Smell what? Do you smell it? Take a whiff. Do you smell it? Do you smell it?" And I can giggle today, but ultimately what they were saying is, do you smell the money in the air? Because we were in a very affluent area. And so this, in essence, was that sensory, you know, overload. The sensories were becoming acutely aware of the environment and where we were. And, you know, for us to achieve greater on our journey, we have to increase our vibrations. We must vibrate at a higher frequency if, in fact, we want to achieve greater things. You know, I don't know who you are listening in. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are on your journey. I don't know what your vision is. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what your dreams are. But what I do know, and what I've grown to know to be true, is that we have to, on our journey regularly, shake things up. And this shaking things up is this process of vibrating at a higher frequency. And so I want to give us some sensory acuteness today, like the whole characteristics that we were talking about driving on Rodeo Drive, A Pretty Woman, because as the movie progressed, the Vivian character, the prostitute, as the movie progressed and she was starting to wear the nicer clothes and starting to go to the nicer places, she had a different aura and air about herself. You know, it was like she started to feel like, I fit in this environment. You know, they went to the equestrian race and all of these different events and so on and so forth. And she's dressed to the nines for each of the events and whatever it was that they were doing. And you could see as the movie shifted, her greater confidence in, oh, I fit here. And then there was this one scene where someone recognized that she was a prostitute. And it like took the, you know, the wind out of her sails. It stripped her of power because she was now in environments where she was vibrating at a higher frequency. And we, in essence, have to vibrate at a higher frequency because this is what we must understand, that in order for us to dream a dream, dreaming a dream is easy. It's free. We can do that. But we must ask ourselves the question, and you must get crystal clear on what is it that you really, really want? Is it the car? Is it the house, the relationship, the watch, the shoes, the purse, the suit? What is it? Get very clear on what you desire. And how we get clear, a part of that process of getting clear, is that we must envision what we desire. This envisioning inside where we are sitting still and quiet, we're taking the time to meditate, to begin to see and picture what is it that I desire? What are the dreams that I want? What is the specific car that I desire? The house, the relationship. What do I want my relationship to look like? Is there a particular watch that you're saying, I want that watch? Is there a particular pair of shoes, the red bottoms? Is there a particular purse? Whatever that looks like, we have to take the time to envision it. See it on the inside. Allow our senses of sight from the inside out to begin to get stimulated and acutely aware of what it is we desire. You know, I remember when I was, getting to the place of where I said, ooh, I want a luxury car. Mm-hmm. My first luxury car, I remember that. And I began to envision myself sitting in that particular car. Once I was clear on what I wanted to be, I envisioned myself sitting there. I mentally saw myself in that space. And we have to get to this place of where we are envisioning what we desire. And the reason why today's installment of Motivational Mondays is titled The Taste of Success, because as we go through the three areas that we're looking at today, each of these three areas gives us an opportunity to taste the success that we desire. You know, Motivational Mondays is all about giving you empowerment tools so that you are more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? I'm working my vision so that you can achieve your goals, so that you can live out your dreams, so that you are positioning yourself to vibrate at a higher frequency. Because we have to to expand continuously our thought process, our mindset, what we're seeing, what we believe is even possible. See, we have to expand our thinking to the possibilities. And what I find to be true is that when we can get this little snapshot, I believe that that's God giving us those little touches so that we can see it, because it's been stated, and I believe it is Napoleon Hill, that whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive, that it will also achieve. And so everything starts with us being able to conceive it. That is the envisioning process. I'm envisioning what I desire. I'm visually seeing it. I'm allowing my senses of sight on the inside to begin to acutely become aware of what I want, to be stimulated around what I want. And so as I shared with you, when I got to that place of saying, I want a big girl car, I want a luxury car, I had to envision what is the car. But I also got into that space of not just seeing the car, but I saw myself sitting in the car. I saw myself sitting in the car. And so you have to envision whatever it is that you desire. Envision the very details of your vision. Envision your goals. What does it look like to achieve your goals? What does it look like for you to be in the midst of your goal? If you want that healthy relationship, what does that look like? If you desire to get married, have you envisioned where you and your groom are standing when you say your vows? Is it a destination wedding? Is it, you know, a church wedding? What does it look like? And so I said that we have to see on the inside, the senses of our sight on the inside. We have to envision it. I mentioned the car. Is it the house? Do you see the house that you desire? Have you seen how many rooms is it? When you look out each of your rooms, what do you see from the window? Where is it positioned? Do you know? So often, you know, I'll ask people when they talk about, oh, I want to, you know, one of my goals is to get a house. Okay, well, where do you want this house? I don't know. How many bedrooms? I don't know. They don't look at and really come to grips with all of the details. And the details are important. You may go away from that slightly, but you have to first envision it and get clear on what the vision is. And that begins to allow you to vibrate at a higher frequency because your sensories, your senses are more acute and heightened because you can visually now see it, and it gets you excited. It gets you stimulated and charged, and you're like, oh, yes, I got to do what I got to do to get this. So envision it. The other is we have to taste it. And what do I mean when I say taste it? I mean, you have to, when I saw myself in the car, the luxury, the big girl luxury car, when I envisioned it, I then had to go to the lot and touch it, physically feel it beyond just envisioning it. Whatever your visions, your goals, your dreams are, you have to begin to taste it and physically touch it in some way, going to the car lot so that you can put your hands on it, going into that store, that boutique shop, and picking up the dress, going to that suit store, those shoes, that watch, that purse, whatever it is. So not only do we, if we want to taste of success. This taste of success is all about being able to envision it, being able to taste it physically, tap it, put your hands on it, feel the stimulation of touching it. I can, aha, yes, ooh, mm-hmm. If you are looking to be an author, pick up a book that is similar to what you desire. Touch it, envision, see your book cover, feel the pages. So we have to envision what it is that we desire, and then we also have to physically touch it. You know, I remember when I was saying that I wanted, quote unquote, this big girl car, this new luxury car, now two cars ago. I kept saying, I want it. But I had not gone to the car lot to even get up close and personal with it. I saw it on the road, but I knew that I now had to take that envisioning and seeing me sitting in it. I saw the color that I was sitting in and all of that at a whole different level. Because when it comes to this process of what we're talking about, we are building our belief. We're increasing our capacity beyond the space and zone and environment that we may currently be in, so that we can, in essence, expand. Because when I took that drive that day in Beverly Hills with the top, with the sunroof open, and the person said, smell it. Now, whenever I go into Beverly Hills, I do that to other people. And they're like, what? Smell the money. Or if it's another affluent area, because I live in Orange County now, and there's lots of affluent areas in my area of Orange County. And so I'll do that to someone when I know I'm in a more affluent area. I'll say, smell it. Do you smell it? And so now it's like, because again, it stimulates the senses. But I said that to bring this back to my story and that connecting point of driving down Rodeo Drive, being in Beverly Hills, and the person telling me and asking me that question. That now, whenever I'm in that area, that's a touchstone for me. That's something that stands out that I remember. And now when I am navigating on my journey, and it's not about all of the things. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying, where I'm going with this. Because what everyone wants is different. What I want is different than what you want. What you want is different, what I want. And it's not just about the material things. So I don't want you to miss what we're talking about. I want you to understand that this is all a part of the process of vibrating at a higher frequency and shaking up our environment. Because that moment in time became an increase in my reality of the quote-unquote wealth in the air. Because when you're on Rodeo Drive, as an example, this is not just shopping at your local mall. This is a whole different level. Hello, Pretty Woman. Hence the movie and that whole experience. And I remember when she went into one store and there was someone that called ahead for her, made the arrangements, and she was greeted with a glass of wine, champagne, whatever it was, that sit down, and they're showing her all of these items because it was shopping at a whole different level. And so one of the things that we must understand in this envisioning, we have to see and visualize what is it that we want. Then we have to physically touch it. We have to put our hands on it. Go to the car lot, go and see the purse, whatever it is, the watch, whatever it is, men, the shoes, whatever it is, then we must experience it. What do you mean, Coach Adams, when you say I must experience it? One of the things that I love to do is I love to drive in the area of where I desire to live next. Drive around that area. Walk around that area. Tell that you want to stay at. Save up and book the hotel for one night, because we are increasing our vibration. We're moving to another level, increasing and expanding, because we're limited if we only view life based on where we are in this moment. Process that. If you're only viewing life based on where you are at this moment, there are limits. You have limitations. But if you're looking to expand to another level, you have to stretch outside of your current borders. And so I want to encourage you to get out of your current environment and get into the environment of where you desire to grow. Get into the environment of your vision. Get into the environment where, and one of the things that I love, I was listening to a podcast, and there was a gentleman speaking around some of what I'm talking about today. I've been doing this for years, what I'm sharing with you, because I know the value of it. And principles are universal. And so when I heard this person speaking on it on a different level, I said, yeah, I can see that. We have limits. And in order for us to increase our vibrations, as I was saying earlier, and vibrate at a higher frequency, we have to shake up things. We have to get out of our current environment and expand our borders. That's why traveling is so beneficial. When you're able to travel, you don't have to travel for weeks at a time. You can go for a couple of days to get into a different environment, to stay at a hotel that or resort that you never thought you would stay at, saving your money to get into that space. You can do a staycation in the area in which you are in. If there is a particular resort that you like, hotel that you like, whatever that may be, it doesn't always have to cost you money for you to vibrate at a higher frequency. Because there's a hotel and resort here in Orange County. I live in Orange County, California, and it is one of my favorite little hideaways. It really is. And it is that because I love the ocean. I love, love, love the ocean, being near the water, around the water, seeing the water, on the water. I love it, hearing the water. And so, killer hotel. It was so interesting. Someone told me about it in the 90s, and I've been going ever since. And I remember the first time I went, I just simply walked the grounds. I didn't go into the hotel. Why? Because I knew I wasn't staying there. And so in essence, in my mind, it's like, I don't belong in there because I'm not staying there. And so I would walk around the ground, and then I would increase. And then I started to go inside and enjoy the beautiful lobby, have a refreshment, enjoy the pianist. Now it's a destination place for me. And I don't walk in with hesitation like, oh, I don't belong here. I now have increased my capacity and the frequency, and I feel like I belong there because I do. It's one of my spots. It's one of my jams. And that's what we have to do. Pretty Woman, the first time the Julia Roberts character, Vivian, walked down Rodeo Drive and was going into the shops, she didn't feel like she belonged there. For many of you that are listening in, the reason why your vision has not come to pass and crystallized for you, manifested, your goals are not becoming a reality. Your dreams are not converting because you don't believe that you are worthy of them. You don't believe truly that they are possible. You want them, you have that desire, but you have doubts because you have not yet experienced and tasted the success of it. And that's what we're talking about, that when you get clear and you envision it and then you taste it by touching it, going out to the car lot, whatever it may be, go to some open houses. That's one of the things I love to do too. I'll do an open house in a minute and see a beautiful home that is in the area of where I want to be. It's, you know, like what I desire or what have you. Because now it is allowing your senses to become more acutely aware of what you truly desire. And you're now starting to vibrate at a higher frequency. You're now starting to touch and get a sense of and taste what you desire. And so this experiencing is now, as an example, you envision that the car that you want. You see yourself sitting in the car. You've tasted it, but you've gone out to the car lot. And physically, you're putting your hands on it. You're looking at it. But the experiencing it is now you are taking a test drive. You're getting in it. You're experiencing, how does the car drive? There's a hotel that you want to stay at and you think, oh, my gosh, I can't do that hotel or a restaurant or whatever it is. You now experience it. Save your resources. Build up and say, okay, I'm going to treat myself to this one night stay at this hotel. I did that for myself with the helicopter ride that I had a few weeks ago, almost a month ago now. I had been desiring that, and I set money coins to the side to be able to do that and to be able to have that experience, because that's the level that I desire. Your level may be different than my level, but we have to envision it. A part of this envisioning and taking it to another level is creating a vision board around what you desire. Vision boards are great because your senses of your sight, you're seeing it, but it starts with envisioning it on the inside, seeing it on the inside before you actually are touching it on the outside. You have to be able to see it. And this is an area in which we talk about regularly, because in order for us to shape up, a part of shaping up, the E in shape, is envision. You have to be able to envision. And again, this physical touch, this tasting it, is the sampling. You know, I think about, I went to this restaurant that someone introduced me to, and I thought it was such a cool concept because their classic dishes, they brought out a little sample of the top six, and that was just a part of what they did. It was kind of like a free appetizer that they brought you so that you can taste it. You can get a sense of, okay, do I like this one or that one? And I just think it's so brilliant because it's unexpected, and that's just a part of their culture at this restaurant, that they bring you this little sample of their classic. So we have to taste it. We have to get a taste for. If it's the red bottom shoes, then you know what? You go and try those shoes on. Men, if it's that suit that you want, that custom suit, you go and try that suit on. So you can feel the fabric on you. Yes. But getting back to the driving, you've envisioned your car, you've touched the car, now You're taking it out for a test drive. You are experiencing the car. And so you want to experience, because this is how you now are increasing your taste of success for whatever it is that you desire. Being able to experience it, being able to get out of your environment, going into open houses in the area of where you desire. That's a level of the physical touch, tasting it, getting a sense of, you know, the environment. Staying at, as we spoke about, at the resort, the hotels. When you travel, it expands your horizons. So if there is a particular resort that you want to go to or a particular place that you want to go to, save up, put the reserve, give that to yourself as a reward, whatever it may be, but envision yourself doing it, get that, your hands on it, and experiencing it, getting out of your environment. Because the challenge is this. If you're only dreaming based on the environment that you are in, you're always coming from a place of limitations. Because I'm sure what you desire is far beyond where you are. You're efforting to take a leap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And there is a gap. If there wasn't a gap, then we've stopped growing. So there is a gap. And you have to walk in the shoes of what you desire. Stay in the special restaurant that you want to eat at. Don't eat at other restaurants for a month and then go eat there. Whatever the case may be, save your coins and do what you need to do. And so we must understand that the limits, we have to expand our borders. That's the only way that you're going to increase your vibrations and your frequency. And so this tasting of your success starts with you. Where are you right now? Identify and locate where you are right now. Envision that gap. Know where you want to go. And now let's look at how will you allow yourself to get a little taste of it and begin to experience the different levels of where you want to go. Because when you're able to experience it, ooh, it stirs something up in you. I remember many years ago now, for a long time I had desired to be able to experience flying first class. Woohoo! And I was able to do that. And then after that, I was like, yeah, it's so hard to go back to the main cabin and coach. And so now I'm always looking at how can I upgrade to, you know, at least the larger seat capacity, more leg room, the, you know, main plus, I think is what it's called. Because when you experience that, it expands your, and you're like, I want more. I, you know, that's what I desire. Do you even know what it is that you desire? And don't be afraid to say, and don't be ashamed to say that you desire more. You should want more. You should be looking to level up, to move to the next level. Yes, I am one that believes we should be in content with where we are. And I should not be jealous of what someone else has achieved. But I should desire more, greater. That's what coaching is all about. Coaching, when I'm dealing with my clients, is because they say, Coach Adams, I have a gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. I want to achieve more. I want to achieve greater success. Now, one of the things that I must say, we have to have our hierarchies of success in the proper alignment. We must have them in the proper alignment. The journey cannot just be about money, 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 money. It cannot just be about the money, the coins, because it has to be associated with a higher call of purpose. And to experience those higher, that higher call of purpose at different stages on the journey. For example, me, speaker, I remember when God spoke to me that I would be speaking before thousands. I was like, okay, well, what does this look like, speaking before thousands? And I had to envision that on the inside, and I did. I was able to see it, see what that looked like. As we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays, we're talking about the taste of success, that you have to position yourself so that your senses, your sensory, you can become acute to what you desire, and you are vibrating at a higher frequency. And so as I was sharing, I remember when I got the vision of speaking before thousands, and I didn't know what that looked like, but I saw it, and so I knew that it was possible, because that's a little preview. When you get the, when you're able to envision and you see the vision on the inside and you can visualize it, that is a preview of what's to come. It's a preview of what is possible. But we have to shake things up. We have to shake up our environment. Because if I was to look at where I was at that time, I would say, how am I going to achieve that? But you have to continue to move and progress on the journey. But you have to first envision it, see it, visualize it on the inside. And then I remember I was on a stage, and I was on this stage at an event. And I looked out into the audience, and then I was experiencing it. Remember I said envision? Envision it, experience it. So I had those moments of tasting it, where I was standing, speaking before hundreds, but not thousands, you know, different groups here and there, so on and so forth. But now I'm experiencing the vision at a whole different level, standing on the stage before thousands. And so whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, you first have to envision the details, see it visually. If it's the car you got to, that you desire, you got to see yourself sitting in that car. What color is it? What color is the seat? What does the dashboard, the, all of that look like? You have to envision it. Then don't be afraid to go to the lot. They have the lot for you to go and to see, to touch it. Physically, you have to touch it. At some stage on my journey, I desire a Rolls Royce SUV. Don't judge me. Don't hate me. I'm just saying. So have I gone to the Rolls Royce lot? I sure have. Have I touched it? Mm-hmm. I have a picture of it and everything. Did I sit in it? Yes. Have I driven a Rolls Royce in the past? Yes. I've experienced, not the one that I desire, but I've experienced it. And it's not about just the material things. I'm sharing with you the material so that you can really get a sense of that if you desire a certain level, you have to increase your vibrations and vibrate at a higher frequency. But it starts with your belief capacity. So if you don't believe that you're worthy for whatever it is that you desire, because you haven't tasted the success of that, you haven't touched it, you haven't experienced it, you're not going to be able to achieve it. And so you have to experience it. Walk the area where you want to live. Go to the open house. Drive to the area of where you want to be. test drive the car. Stay at the hotel. That's the dream. Go get a sample platter at the place where it's a restaurant that you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't afford it yet, but I so want to go there. You have to taste, get a taste of the success that you desire. So that now, as I referenced Pretty Woman, now when she was going down Rodeo Drive, and she was starting to get the nice clothes and going to all of the events and all of that. Now she feels like, I belong here. So you start to recognize, beyond this. The first time you go and walk down Rodeo and start going to the shops, you might feel intimidated because you've never shopped at that level. So whatever the level is, you have to allow your sensory acute to begin to experience what it is that you desire. Woo, time flies on Motivational Mondays. We have a few moments in our broadcast today. And with that said, I am going to invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the conversation. We're opening up our lines. And so if you have a question, comment, or thought around what we've been talking about today, today's topic, of course, the taste of success. And we've talked about the importance of envisioning it, tasting it, and experiencing it, and that tasting it, putting that physical touch to it. And so if you would like to chime in, please press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Add yourself to the host queue. We invite you to share in the conversation and would love to hear your thoughts around what you've been hearing on this subject of the taste of success. We trust you're getting some great richness from it. And speaking of richness, you know, I have a full circle of empowerment tools that are available for you. I'm going to pause there and share more with you. I see that we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, you are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, area code 310, last four digits, 1147. What's your question or comment today? And thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for having me, Coach Shania Adams. This is lovely speaking. And I wanted to comment. I so love this. I have a new in-home support person who comes in to help. So she comes in and she's looking and she's going, oh, you're having company for dinner. And I said, no. And she says, well, your table is set for two. Why is it set for two? And I told her, oh, that's for my husband when he comes. And she's like, what? And I said, yes. I even have gone, like, to bridal shops and different things. And it's like, they'll go, oh, when's the date? Or, and who's the lucky man? And I go, oh, waiting for God to bring him. And so I just tell them it's called a moving vision board. I like what you said, though. It's tasting it. It's experiencing it. So that was just my comment. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you, lovely. It's so great to have you tuning in today. It's always a joy, and I so appreciate you and your engagement and your comments. You know, I love what you said. It's a moving vision board. And you hit the nail right on the head, lovely, that this whole process is to take your vision and allow it to be organically moving. Ooh, I love that, that we are, once we envision and see it clearly on the inside, that then we're physically touching it. I love that you have the table set and you recognize this is place setting here is for my husband. I see him on the inside. I've envisioned him. And, you know, physically the table is set for him. And when he comes, we're ready to experience it. But I know you're experiencing other things that would get you prepared and ready. And so that's what we're talking about. And speaking about being prepared and ready on your journey, you know, I was sharing that I have a full circle of empowerment tools available to support you on your journey. I have, wow, my Impact 1000 campaign is this process of just showing my initiative of being committed to assisting individuals on their journey personally and professionally, that through my powerful gift of empowerment on several different levels, that I am able to walk alongside with individuals on different levels. Maybe it is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, lifestyle personal growth plan. It is my private mastermind on specific topics. Motivational Mondays, every Monday, free empowerment tools to support you, whatever that may be. If you would like to learn more about our full circle of empowerment, please text or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. 2101, text or call. And would love to continue the conversation with you. You know, I thank Lovely again for being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays and engaging, and for engaging with us today. But maybe you didn't ask a question or comment. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. You can continue the conversation there. Maybe you have a topic that you would like to see us cover, or even a guest that you feel would add a great richness to our formatting and to give some empowerment. We welcome that. And as we close out today, I want you to remember Pretty Woman, one of my favorite classic movies. Pretty Woman walking down the street. Why do I say that? Because she was a prostitute in Beverly Hills on Rodeo, but she had to allow her mindset to be shifted in this new environment, and it grew over time. Then she believed, I don't have to be a prostitute. I can be more than this, as she was wearing the nice clothes and all of that, going to the different events. Why do I share that with you? Because if you don't believe that you belong where you want to grow, you will not fit in that space. And that's where it is key that you must vibrate at a higher frequency and shake up your environment. The dreaming aspect is absolutely free. So envision it, taste it, and experience it. This is Coach Adams, and this is all that we have time for today. If you want more information about Coach Adams, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you. And if you want different results on your journey, then you have to do something differently. If you want greater results, then you have to shake things up. And you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to do something differently to get greater results? Know that I'm here for you, and I thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach, and you win.